Without further ado, let me introduce Steve Wallach.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it like kind of folds.
Now Sanjeev. All right, so this first part is audience participation, okay? So Doc's top 10 things you might hear Dr. Wallach saying. No cell phone, right? No, not a shout out yet. So can you hear okay? Okay. Louder, okay. Is that better? Okay. All right, so Docisms, things you may hear Doc say. So shout them out when you know them. They're going to come up on the screen, so that's the time to shout them out. So, okay, you ready? You ready? Okay, I need your participation. This is you and me, okay? So here we go. We want the other rooms to hear what Doc might be heard saying, but from you, okay? That's the game. Okay. There you go. Okay, now we're getting it. All right, so you getting this? How many people have heard Dr. Wallach say these things? Some of you, not all of you. Wow, okay. Well, these are things that you might hear Dr. Wallach saying. There you go. That was a good one. Okay, and one more. You get a bonus one. This one's short, though. Okay. So I have heard my father say all of those things repeatedly. So if you spend any time with Dr. Wallach, you'll hear some of those, if not most of those, if not all of those. So, okay. So I'm coachable, but I seem to have a problem with that one. Okay. I don't think we're doing this again. Okay. So you've probably heard Dr. Wallach talk about this, even in his recent lecture. How many people were in Dr. Wallach's lecture yesterday? Okay, you heard about Ansel Keys, right? So Ansel Keys, January 13th of 1961, makes the cover of Time magazine saying he's discovered the cause of heart disease and that it's saturated fats and that butter is bad for you and that cholesterol is going to kill us of heart disease if we don't keep our cholesterol down. And the war on cholesterol began. On the cover of Time magazine, January 13th, 1961. March 26th of 1984, Time, you know, reiterates this on, or the articles reiterate this on the cover of Time magazine. Just recently, and you heard Dr. Wallach talk about this again yesterday, although this is not new news to people like Dr. Wallach and Dr. Glidden and Richard Renton and Jordan Rubin and Sanjeev Javia and most of us, that cholesterol is not the enemy, that cholesterol does not cause heart disease, that cholesterol does not cause cardiovascular death and or death from cardiovascular events. And so June 23rd, 2014, Time cover says eat butter, butter's better. Now you're hearing traditional doctors, medical doctors, saying, yeah, butter's good. I've changed my stance on butter. So again, the theme is that sometimes it takes time. You know, Sanjeev and I were just talking about this, and we've all had the opportunity to talk about this over time. And you know, I've lived through this. And so my father has been viciously criticized, ridiculed, attacked, as I think all of these gentlemen have probably in their career as well, for saying these sorts of things, that butter is better, salt your food to taste, cholesterol isn't the enemy. And so, but I've lived it from the outside, seeing and defending my father's point of view throughout my life. And so, you know, I'm thrilled that he's vindicated on these sorts of things. But when Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the audio came out, it was a sleeper. Nobody had heard it. Nobody knew about it. Sandy Ellsberg in the front row and I have talked about this many times. The industry caught on about 3 or 4 years later. So it was 1990, late 95, 96, 97, that lecture tape became a phenomenon. It was recorded in 93. My father had been saying these things for 10, 20, 30, 40 years at that point, 10, 20, 30 years at that point. And what he was viciously criticized over were these simple statements that he used to call them medical dogmas, right? And so it's thrilling to me to see these sorts of things come full circle and him be vindicated on the cover of Time magazine in this way. So another one, Salt, a new villain, March 15th, 1982, September 10th, 2014. Salt doesn't cause high blood pressure. Here's the new studies. And you hear my father continue to talk about this. And in that tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, it's documented in 1993. His lecture had been very similar for many, many years, decades prior to that. Richard and I grew up hearing and listening to his living room lectures saying the same things in the 70s and 80s, or 80s, I'd say, and beyond, with Richard and my days and experiences with my father and so forth. And so, you know, this isn't new to him. He's been saying it all along. He hasn't changed his stance on this. The status of the science has changed. And this is what Sanjeev and I were just talking about, that, you know, my father has been so staunch in his position on these things, unchangeable. And that's why he was so criticized over these sorts of things. And so again, you know, it's come full circle on one of the very main things that he was so viciously criticized over. Okay, so again, medical costs, doctors and patients. The doctor is out. Time magazine goes from 1979 to the most recent one that I used, 2003. We all know what's going on with the state of medical care today. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. We're hearing about it all the time. And so, you know, my father, again, was viciously criticized over criticizing the medical profession and the standard traditional medical kind of premises that he didn't believe. And people would viciously attack him and criticize him for his critical views on traditional medicine and the state of traditional medicine. I had to remind people oftentimes that he is married to an MD surgeon. It's that he holds his own profession to a very high standard. It's not that he's just some kooky guy attacking the medical profession to attack the medical profession. He has very valid and has had very valid reasons for having the position and the views that he had and has had and has maintained all along. So again, good ones to that I chose to use here. Again, the sorry state of American health, 2008, December of 2003, diabetes, are you at risk? I think, you know, I mean, we hear about this all the time. We talk about this all the time. Just the prevalence of these health challenges that most of us understand that diet and nutrition and proper supplementation and proper nutrition are the solution. Traditional medicine is not and has not been the solution. It only continues to get worse. So there are better alternatives. So one of the things that my father was, again, commonly criticized on is that he would show newspaper articles of people that had reportedly lived to be well beyond 100 years of age, including some still alive in excess of 100 years old, 112, 115, 116, 118. But he also showed historical newspaper articles on that audio cassette tape. It was actually a live lecture that was recorded that became an audio cassette tape. And so he was viciously criticized and critiqued, challenged for saying that people in history had lived well beyond 150 years old. You hear him today talk about people have the genetic potential to live to be 150, maybe even 200 years. You know, the science is still out on that. Could be even longer. And so if you do all the right things and don't do any of the wrong things, you have the genetic potential to live well beyond the average lifespan that we are experiencing today. And so here it is, February 28th, March, the week of February 28th to March 1st, 2015. This Time magazine is out, I think, on the news shelves basically now, or you can still find it. And so the cover is, this baby could live to be 142 years old. It's no longer shocking. You know, it's not some crazy statement made by some, you know, kooky little short guy that used to be a veterinarian, and, you know, people are like, where is he coming up with this stuff? Now it's on the cover of Time magazine now. And so it's commonplace. You know, again, it used to be when my father recorded that tape or that lecture was recorded, all these things were shocking. It was crazy. It was unheard of. It was you know, the shock value was really what was so amazing about that tape and caused such a furor over you know, the information. Today it's commonplace. So again, it just takes time. So again, July 7th, 1947, Marlon Perkins was actually on the cover of Time magazine long before my father had met him and worked with him. But I thought that was a cool Time magazine cover, so I threw it in here because my father had worked so closely with Marlon Perkins. I met him when I was like 6 months old, so I don't remember him, but I hear good things about him. And so my father really appreciated him. So over that time in my father's career, we're all aware of his discovery in 1977, confirmed in 1978, the first case of naturally occurring cystic fibrosis in a non-human. And so, you know, back then it didn't really have a name. And so he put this hypothesis, theory, and his belief out there. And as he said in his lecture yesterday, he was summarily fired. I lived through that from a, I think I was about 10 at the time, child's perspective. Now, he had just lost his wife, my first stepmother, and the love of his life at that time. And my brother was a toddler at that time. And so my father became an unemployed, unemployable, single father of us four children at that time. He published a book that year. He lost his wife that year. He made this major discovery that year. And yet he marched on. He turned his attention to helping humans instead of animal welfare. And he went on to publish that book, Diseases of Exotic Animals, about 5 years later, even though he was no longer in the animal welfare career arena. He finished it anyway. So I would like to see him on the cover of Time as the person of the year. You know, I certainly believe it's well-deserved, and so we're working towards that. So at any rate, we went over that part this morning. So Sanjeev, I'm going to turn this back over to you. That's all I had other than the question and answer side. And so I appreciate your participation in the Dr. Wallach Top 10 game. That was fun. So.